throwback drones that make no sense.
Hello. Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for June 10th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Hey, thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Shall we just dive right in?
Dive in.
We're diving right in, people. This week was a throwback week, and it was a throwback week for this reason. I actually have 4 weeks of vacation in my contract for my syndication contract. So I used one of those weeks, and I just told the folks at the syndicate, go ahead and pull a week for me and run it. And I have to admit, I reread it before we started this podcast, reread the week, and it makes no friggin' sense at all.
I think it probably made sense in context, but that's been a while. I don't even know when it was from. Do you?
I really don't. Next time I go on vacation, I will do a little better diligence and actually pick the week myself so it makes some sense. Or maybe I'll just never take a vacation again. What's weird about comic strips is people just aren't used to the creators taking any time off. And, you know, for years and years and years and years, if you wanted to take a vacation, as you know, because, you know, we're married to, you know, each other, I had to
work ahead.
Yeah, and it was a nightmare. So I like the idea that I have some time off, but man, it's not easy. Man, then stuff like this happens. So I apologize. It was a very good week, I assume, when it ran originally. It was probably brilliant.
It was discussed on Go Comics.
What'd they say?
Comments
what'd
on
they,
that.
Oh gosh, what'd they say?
Well, and I'm going
nice
to pronounce this wrong. Sia Dugenga said, where's the election? Why are we getting replays? Has a Republican hit squad taken Scott out?
No, the Trump brown shirts haven't approached our living quarters yet.
Well, JI2M said it's a Democratic hit squad.
Either they're going to have to battle it out just to see who wipes me off the planet. Yeah, it's I'm still here. Just took a vacation. Just took a week off.
Well, Coffee Cup thinks you probably went to work for the Trump campaign, which I find this very interesting.
What's that?
Obviously, from reading your strip, you do not like Donald Trump. So why do people think that you do?
Because he's a Republican, and they just assume I'm going to walk lockstep. And here's the thing. If you've ever followed it, you know, I say that a lot during the podcast. I notice. Here's the thing. I say that a lot. That's
I guess there's a lot of things. Here's one of the things.
Yes. Here's one of the things. if you follow the strip at all, it's been around since 2004. It has not been lockstep.
No, during the Bush administration.
That was a big swallow for such a little
You criticized
lady.
Him as well.
Wow. Janine's thirsty.
Well, you made me walk up a bunch of stairs to get here.
What's wrong with me? I'm a monster.
It's not wrong. I just didn't have any water, so it throws me off. You know, I have to have water.
I know. You're like, you have to breathe water.
I do.
It's weird.
But anyway, let's go on.
Okay, yeah, getting back to, I don't march lockstep to the Republican Party dogma. I never have. There are times when they have a candidate I really like or agree with, and sure, but there's much of the philosophy, obviously I agree with, but there's a growing amount of it I disagree with. So
why don't you explain what are your politics?
Oh, that's a much longer podcast, but simply put, I believe in less government. Smaller taxes. I want my money to be used wisely. I don't mind paying taxes if I think it's being used appropriately. And I don't know that there's a lot of either municipalities. Listen, I live in Chicago, Illinois. I mean, you know, where you know it's going to be abused at the city, county, and state level. And it has. They're talking about a tax hike here in Illinois, saying we need this to correct the problems. But they're not correcting the problems. They just want more money to pay towards their mistakes. So that's one area, is taxes. National defense, I want my borders to be secure. And that, again, is a pretty common, I think, ideal. There are other areas where I think that free markets can move in and do a better job than government.
Okay.
And that is always my first response to a situation. So those are my politics. I mean, smaller government. And smaller government means more freedom for people.
Well, because I know that you are not socially conservative. You don't really care what people do.
Yeah, I'm socially apathetic. Is that the right word? I am. And by that, I mean, I don't mean to be glib. I don't care. if you want to be a transgender and you seriously and sincerely feel that, then do it. I don't care. If you want to marry someone of the same sex, I don't care. Where I do care is when it becomes a legal issue. And so things like gay marriage, which, frankly, I opposed many, many years ago, came around very much like the president said. I evolved on the issue. My thinking changed. And it came to the point where rather than being even a moral question, it was a legal one. Should people, two individuals who you and I, for instance, entered into a contract of marriage, and that was, you know, and anyone could do that except for two individuals of the same sex. That, to me, flies in the face of equal justice, equal access provision of the Constitution. It was, and the time was fine. And the time, that is one of those strange, the arc of that story in that issue is fascinating to me because it happened so quickly. But that's been
well,
another discussion.
That seems quickly to you, probably not to the people who are waiting to be
sure.
able to get married.
Okay, fair enough. I'm the bad guy. No, but so that's basically, and I'm conservative. I take things slowly. And change comes slowly. I want to think about it. I want it to be sure. And so, like I said, on things like taxes, I want to make sure. I want to know that my taxes are being spent efficiently, and that is a very high bar, and it's almost never met. So those are my politics.
So you don't consider yourself a Republican anymore. You have said that you're
I don't because the social conservatives have taken over that party. And here's the thing. There's that line again. Here's the thing. If you believe in smaller government, if you believe that government interference in your life, in your business, is evil and wrong, and I happen to agree with that, by the way, then why is it not evil for it to be and impose itself on you in your bedroom?
Exactly. So, that's one of the problems.
So, you know, if you truly believe that God does not like that kind of activity, then A, don't do it.
Right.
And B, let God worry about the rest of it. I don't think it's the government's function to enforce your morality on me or my morality on you. That's pretty simple. So what else are people saying? Any other comments or nasty grams to Prickly City? It's kind of a slow week, like I said.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much it on that. They discussed the strip a little bit, but you didn't really pay much attention to it this week, so.
What, the strip?
Yeah.
Well, because I wrote it, I think, back in the Carter administration. I just feel, it might as well. What happens with me when I create the strip is I write it, it gets created, we look at it, we send it off to the syndicate, and I forget about it. I was being interviewed on a radio this morning. And someone asked me about a cartoon I'd done literally 4 days ago, and I could not remember it to save my life.
Well, to be fair, you do a lot a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you do a cartoon, an editorial cartoon every day, a comic strip every day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cartoons.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff.
I guess you could be forgiven for forgetting once in a while.
I forget all the time. I figure once the cartoon's done, it's gone. So, listen, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to send us a comment or post a comment, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City, go to scottstantis.com, or email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. Did I get it all?
You got it.
Okay, that's great. Hey, listen, thanks again for listening, and until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.